Listening Test 2.
Part 1A. In this part, you will hear 10 short conversations. Each conversation will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The conversations and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin. Number 1. Hi, Susan. Did you hear about the dorms being closed this summer?
Yes, I did. I'm rather upset because I need to take summer classes.
Me too. I wanted to take Chinese, but I can't if I have to go all the way home.
What do you think we should do?
Maybe we should talk to the professors and see if they could help us.
That's a good idea. Perhaps they can get us permission to stay at the dorm.
Let's talk to each of our professors together to make a bigger impact.
Good idea.
Question. What will the students ask the professors to do for them? Number 2.
Hello, Jessica. Could you give me some advice?
Sure, Mike.
My professor asked me to participate in a conference where I could learn how to organize volunteer teams that support victims in disaster-stricken areas. I want to go, but I've already said yes to another volunteer job.
Well, it sounds like you could learn a lot from the conference.
Yes, that's true.
You can apply what you learn to future volunteer work and then share your knowledge with other volunteers.
That's a really good point.
I think you should go to the conference.
Thanks a lot.
Question. What is Mike concerned about? Number 3. Hi, Mrs. Smith. Do you have a minute?
Sure, Bill. What can I do for you?
I don't know what I can do about my grades. I study hard, but I'm not doing well on the exams.
I've noticed that you take a lot of notes. Maybe that's your problem.
What do you mean?
There's no need to write down everything I say. You are studying more information than you need for the exam. Just write down the most important points.
Don't we need to read the textbook too?
Yes, but you should highlight the most important parts of the text for easy review.
I see.
I'd also suggest taking 30 minutes to review what you've written down and highlighted after each class.
Question. According to Mrs. Smith, what is wrong with Bill's study habits? Number 4.
Thanks for letting me ask you some questions today, Mr. Benson.
No problem.
How has the growth of the city affected your business?
In the beginning, our customer base expanded, but things got tough last year when a large chain opened up down the street.
I imagine that hurt quite a few local businesses.
It did. But using the internet has helped a lot. Business is improving now that we can sell our products online to people all over the country.
That's good to hear.
Question. What was the initial impact of the expansion of the city on Mr. Benson's business? Number 5. Excuse me, Professor. Can I talk to you about my research paper?
Sure.
I want to write about comparative literature.
Great. What is your thesis?
Well, I want to discuss Vietnamese and Chinese literature. What sort of points should I pay attention to?
You'll find the most similarities if you go far back into history, since Vietnam has been influenced by other countries in more recent years.
I see.
Also, it may be a good idea to focus more on religious writings.
Question. What advice does the professor give to the student? Number 6.
Excuse me, my name is Jordan Ellis, and I'm interested in working as a teaching assistant.
I see. Have you taken the two Introduction to Teaching courses?
Well, I took the first one last semester, and I'm planning to take the second one next year.
Usually, teaching assistants need to have taken both courses before they apply, so I recommend that you do that first.
I see. Are there any other requirements?
Yes, you also need to get a written recommendation from your advisor. Actually, there aren't any vacant positions at the moment, but if you'd like to give me your contact information, I can let you know about any future vacancies.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Question. What two things do students usually need to do before they can become a teaching assistant? Number 7. Hi, Nadia. Did you hear about the cafeteria closing on Saturday mornings from next month?
Yeah, I think it's a terrible idea. They said that only a few students regularly use it, but there are actually lots of students on campus during the weekends. There aren't any other affordable places to eat nearby.
Well, that's true. But did you hear that a new cafe just outside of campus will be opening next week?
Oh, really? I didn't know that. What kind of food will they serve?
I'm not sure, but I think it'll be similar to the cafeteria, and for a similar price.
I see. Sounds like it could be a good replacement for the cafeteria then. I'll have to check it out once it opens.
Question. Why is Nadia upset about the school cafeteria closing on Saturday mornings? Number 8. Excuse me, Ms. Carson, could I get your advice on something?
Sure, Tim. How can I help?
Well, I'm hoping to be chosen to study in England next year, but I need to submit a research proposal along with my study abroad application.
I see. What's your field of interest?
Well, since I'm a political science major, I'd like to do some in-depth research on British politics while I'm in England.
That sounds interesting. I can help you develop your proposal so you have a good chance of being selected if you'd like.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bring your draft proposal to my office next Monday and we'll talk about what to do next.
Question. What will Ms. Carson do to help Tim? Number 9.
Hey, Ellen, what do you think we should do about the school newspaper? The editor said we're really low on funds at the moment.
I know, James. If it keeps going like this, we might have to stop production.
That would be a real shame. It's really popular with the students.
Well, what about asking local businesses if they would be interested in advertising in the paper?
That's a good idea. I'm sure there'd be some businesses that would like to market to students.
I'll start looking into it and let you know how I get on.
Question. What is the problem with the school newspaper? Number 10. Hi, Professor Chalmers. Do you have a moment?
Sure, Marcus. How can I help you?
Well, I've written a short story, and I'd really appreciate it if I could get your feedback on it. I'm hoping to get it published in a literary magazine.
That's great. I'd be happy to take a look at it. I'm a friend of the editor of Creative Writing Monthly. Would you like me to send her your work?
That would be wonderful. But I'd like to hear what you think of my story first, before it gets submitted.
I see. I'll look it over and let you know what I think.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Marcus.
Question. What does Marcus want Professor Chalmers to do?